Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Testing, testing.
It sounds like song? It could be.
No, it sounds
attention,
like.
Attention.
Yes.
Attention.
Attention, attention. Do I have your attention?
Testing, testing.
Wait, what is that from?
Isn't it like the Academy?
Yes, it is.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, welcome
You're
back.
You're welcome.
Welcome
the
back.
The first song of the year.
Yeah. The biggest song in 2024 is the Academy's.
I love your sweater. I wanted
really?
To tell you when you walked in,
oh my God, thank
but
you.
I was like, I'll save it for the podcast so we can talk about it because it's so cute.
Thank you. I have one just like it.
Those are your three new cats.
Yeah. So these are all my cats I have now. So you have
Perfect.
To come meet them.
Yeah. You can just have them on like things.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
I love this sweatshirt. If you're watching, here it is. I mean,
is it
I've been wearing
vintage?
It like every day.
Is it?
It is. So, of course, Nolan found it at, he went to the Rose Bowl flea for the first time, just like check it out.
Wait, and, was that before?
Huh?
We left, right?
I think.
I feel like we.
Yeah.
You told me.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember timelines, but he found two like this. So there's another one and it's really funny. It's like so me. It looks like Garfield like sleeping and it's like, I don't want to get up today. Like it's very like millennial funny.
Yeah.
But it's also vintage. So it looks very cool.
Wow. Well, I like that one.
I thought you'd be repulsed, to be honest.
No, they're kittens.
Because
they're cute.
Cats.
They're not real.
Yeah, they're so cute.
It's just a photo of a cat.
Yeah. The amount of cat things I received for Christmas is like old grandma unhinged.
Really?
Yes. Like let me just list off the cat things I got.
Yeah.
Okay, I got two of these sweaters.
Okay.
I got
it was a Christmas gift?
Yeah, so these are all Christmas gifts from Nolan.
I also like that it says Vermont. I think that's what's drawing me to it. Is it's
the
very
New England. Noah Kahan of it all.
Well, I didn't think about that, but
well,
yes.
Yeah, it's a season of the sticks. What do you mean?
You're so right.
He got me the like I don't know if you saw, I posted my story. Maybe you saw it. Maybe you didn't. I don't want to assume. You know what I mean?
Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, probably did.
No, Facebook story.
Well, sometimes like you'll talk about stuff that was in like a TikTok of yours, but like I don't ever look at my
like
following.
I know. I don't either.
I just, and some Carly will come up on my For You page. And so like I see those ones, but people like be talking about stuff and they're like, you don't watch her TikToks. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like,
no, I don't really look at my feed either. It's like more entertaining to look at your For You page.
And it's like, you can just tell me the things in real life.
Yeah. I don't care. Okay. So he got me one of those old school clocks, like the cat, the black cat clock that is on the wall
with like the
with
eyes,
the eyes
and
that
the tail.
Move and the tail that moves.
for where'd you put it?
In my bathroom. And it like looks, it's like in the perfect spot. It's so cute. Okay. What else? Oh, he got me this, like, he made me open this early. Cause he was like, I have more presents than you have for me. Like, I want you to open this before. So it's like even. I was like, okay, whatever. Aww. You're being weird. But I opened it and it was like this little portrait of a cat like swimming in a pond, like a black cat.
Okay.
So that's also in my bathroom.
Like framed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe that's it actually. Oh, and then like a little.
Did he get you anything that didn't have anything to do
with
cats?
Yes, he got me these little platform mugs.
Oh, that's right.
Which are iconic.
Yep.
Didn't even know I liked them. I put them on and I was
first
like,
pair.
No, literally my first pair of Uggs. Like I was not a basic bitch. Okay. And hey, now I am.
I have been advocating for Uggs
since at least Vine.
Yeah. Cause remember,
I remember
like,
the rap you did.
Yeah, I did do a rap.
She did do a rap about Uggs.
But they are, and literally I would go on social media and be like, these are so ugly, But like, truly don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
They're the best. I don't give a shit that I'm basic. Like, they're the best shoe.
Yeah. And the little platforms are so cute. Like, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
You're so lucky that you can wear them.
I know. Well, it was funny because he said, I think I told you this, but he was like, I could not, I'm a size 7, which I feel like is like a very average, like girl size shoe.
Yeah.
And he was looking everywhere and everywhere and nowhere had them. He was like bargaining the prime with people.
Shoe size.
Oh my God. He was like bargaining with people in like Orange County and like wanting to drive out there and no one was budging. And then he said he just walked into Urban Outfitters and there was like a whole wall of them, which is so
random. Had to restock it for the teens.
Yeah. For me.
I got, oh my God, I didn't even tell you this. I got the Croc slippers.
You did?
Yes.
I need to see them.
I left them in Utah.
And no.
I got home and I was like, no.
Damn.
I was so upset. They are so amazing.
Are they the fuzzy?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
I know.
It you love getting shoes. That's when you're in your 30s. I got some shoes and slippers.
For my slippers.
Old lady sweaters.
I know. And then like, meanwhile, I'm watching all these teens on TikTok unboxing like $5,000 to $10,000 worth of gifts.
I can't. I cannot. Also, have you seen the TikToks of people?
10-year-olds in Sephora?
Oh. No, 10-year-olds and Stanley Cups.
I don't even get
I'm like,
started.
Are you really freaking out about a water bottle? Oh,
them getting it for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's so cringe.
I was like, if I was this age, I'd be like, why the fuck did you give me a water bottle for Christmas? I'm 14.
And also like, not for nothing, a water bottle that looks like it should belong to a woman in her mid 40s.
And is, yeah, touting around her four kids at soccer practice.
I really need to know, like, I feel like I've got a good grasp of what like the 10-year-olds are liking. It's Stanley Cups.
Thank God.
It's Drunk Elephant.
Oh, Drunk Elephant all the way.
Aviator Nation. That was a big one. It's like, oh my God, it's this.
Interesting.
You know Aviator Nation.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, it's basically this like extremely expensive like jogging sweat wear that looks like 45-year-old women would wear.
Yes. It's so funny. It's like Emma's favorite because it was her dad's favorite. And he died.
Well.
What? Why are you laughing? She called me listening to this, so don't say anything fucked up. But I'm saying, I'm trying to say is like, she buys it like once a year because of her dad.
In his spirit.
Yes, because it like reminds her of her dad.
Okay, well, I'll give you a pass, Emma.
Okay. I think it's Aviator. Imagine it's not.
That's like, no, oh my God.
It's like,
Emma, I'm so sorry, but now it's even funnier thinking about men wearing this brand.
Maybe I'm wrong. It has to be. Is it for women?
No, I think they have guys.
No,
stuff, but like, it's like really bright colors. They have the lightning bolt logo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also so fucking expensive. Like, for a sweatshirt, you pay like $400.
Holy shit.
And for what?
Aviator Nation, baby.
I know. Aviator Nation, if you want to sponsor the podcast and make me a nation head, then
a nation
I'll
head.
Try. To be fair, I've never tried it. Maybe it's...
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it.
It's so true.
You, like, just like you said about the
Maybe
Uggs.
That'll be my 2024.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that for you and not in a mean way.
Yeah.
I actually really do.
Till I try it.
Because I feel like you're quick to be like, ugh, pickles and peanut butter?
No, I love pickles and peanut butter.
Okay, but I'm just trying
say
to
say another example.
Well, I don't have any.
Our first fight of 2024.
Actually, don't. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But there's definitely things that I'll say and you'll be like, what? And I'm like, no, yeah. Like, you don't get it.
To me, Aviator Nation is just like a little cringe.
Try sleeping till 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Don't knock it till you try, girl.
I have tried it and I don't like it.
Wait, the spookiest thing happened to me today. You're going to make fun of me because like my alarm, but I did not sleep last night. Like I could not sleep up every hour.
You're just so excited to record the pod.
I was so excited. My heart was pounding.
Like
I was like,
before Christmas.
Yeah. I was like, can I go now? It was 4 a.m. I was like, can I come over now? I was about to text you. But I was like, you know what? I'm not sleeping. I'm setting my alarm for 9 a.m. just in case. Like, I don't know when I'm going to wake up. For me, it's very rogue. I'll get up at 7:30. I'll get up at 10. Like, I don't know. If there's no alarm, who knows?
Yeah, I feel like you've been on the early train lately.
I just go back and forth. I just, whatever. And I set my alarm for 9. I wake up at like 10:05 and my alarm had been going off on silent. So like, I was like, thank God there was nothing like super important, like good influences or something that I have to like be up for.
Sure.
Like, what the hell?
Why is that even an option?
I don't know if it is. I restarted my phone and then it worked fine. But I tried a couple more alarms. I was like, okay. I like woke up and I was like, let's do like 10:06 to see if it goes off now. And it never went off. I mean, it would show, but it would not.
Maybe your cat hit it with its paw on purpose to be like, we'll keep sleeping.
Yeah. Mom. No, it was like fully going off. Like the screen was going off, but no sound. So.
Wow. Yeah.
It's kind of one of my worst fears.
Peel myself out of bed this morning to go to the gym. It was atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
And an early gym. I didn't tell you when you walked in because I wanted to make an announcement, but I am quitting Equinox.
Woo!
I told my trainer today.
Congratulations. Our New Year's resolutions, quitting therapy, quitting the gym.
Had the same thought. Well, I'm rejoining a new gym that's only $17 a month.
That's good.
And
yeah.
not $280.
Wait, did you? I feel like you already know this probably. And I only heard this, so I don't know if it's a fact, but Equinox does not accept people the first week of January. Like, they don't allow them to sign up the first week of January.
That's kind of a slay.
It's kind of funny because it's like,
yeah.
But also,
they're like, give up on your goals. Like, by the second week, you're not going to want to pay this.
Yeah. Or, well, for me, I was like, it's because all these people are going to sign up and then they're going to quit.
Well, that's what I just said.
Oh, okay. I just heard it different. Whatever. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, but I was thinking though, like, if you have that much money to pay, like, are you really going to quit that soon?
No, they'll just keep their membership going and then never use it.
Oh, yeah. They're just billionaires who don't care.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like, Equinox sucks.
I know.
I think it would be different if I went to one that had, like, a lot of amenities. But, like, we went and looked at a couple other gyms. We went to LA Fitness. Mm-hmm. And I, to be honest, didn't really like it.
Did you go to Planet Fitness?
No, but I've been to Planet. Like, used to go to that in college. And I just, like, the vibe was a little different at the LA Fitness. It's two floors.
Oh, I think another
massive,
one.
Massive, yeah. But they have like a pool. Like,
yeah,
Equinox doesn't have a pool. And I think it's like $40 a month.
That's crazy. If Equinox is going to be what, $100, $200 a month? Three?
$280.
Okay, there better be a pool.
That's for like.
There better be a juice bar. There better be free saunas.
No juice bar.
There better be a tanning bed, even though don't do that.
No tanning.
None.
Nope.
Also, free spray tans, at least.
I want to get a spray tan just to see.
Free hair appointments.
Yeah. Free spa.
Free brow appointments.
They have a spa, but you have to pay. See, that's the thing. You have to pay for all the
that's
additional
stuff. That's what I'm
saying.
Like, no, that should be included because you're spending $1,000 a month on this goddamn treadmill.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think the only thing you don't have to pay for is like, I think it's good for people who do classes. Like, I think that comes with your membership. You just like sign up for them. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of the times TJ would go to sign up for classes, there's like a wait list because there's only so many.
Yeah, there's so many people that go.
And I think the one in WeHo has like a juice bar, maybe a pool. I think it's way bigger too. Ours is pretty small. And for the price, it's just not worth it. And I can't even go to other Equinoxes.
That's insane.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. And we're not sitting here trying to be like, I should get all these things. It's just like, if you're going to pay that much, like, you should be completely like have every resource available at the gym.
No, I was like, I said to TJ, I was like, I would just rather like buy a new pair of shoes every month.
No, literally. Just like walk every day, you know?
Yeah.
Who cares? Do Pilates.
So, you know, 2024, quit the gym.
Quit therapy.
But joining a new one. But it's nice because I won't like, it won't be like a commitment, which I didn't say out loud to TJ. But it's like this one, it forces me to go because like if I cancel with my trainer, I still get charged.
Right. So are you going to have a trainer?
No.
You're just going to go?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you mean by no.
But what will I do? Couldn't tell
12
you.
12 through 30, probably.
Oh, I know. I saw that to my trainer today.
It's 12 through 30.
Yeah, and she rolled her eyes at me.
She did.
Which is so fair.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I guess.
Another goal that I have for myself this year that I think you'll be proud of is, well, I guess it's not really a goal, but I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing jeans on a Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to wear clothes?
Yeah. I want to like get myself ready.
Okay.
And also, because I think it'll make me more...
You did this like 4 years ago.
I know.
I remember when we lived in her old apartment, you're like, I don't want to be in like sweats all day.
I know. Well, not even sweats. It's like, I think I can, like I'll wear sweats some days and mm-hmm. like, you know, like chic it up. But like...
Totally.
Brush my hair, wash my face, put on my skincare. Some days, don't do it.
Some days you don't do your skincare?
No.
Erin.
Girl.
I'm on to you.
So I'll do that. And then because I'm doing that, I'll make more TikToks.
100% outfit. So
doing
outfit checks.
Doing that for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To make you proud of me.
Yeah. No, I love that.
And I think also like with OnlyFans, like half the days I look like legitimate garbage. So if
I'm like, why would I want to sign up for that?
Oh yeah. So like I never like take content on just like a day-to-day thing, but if I look and feel better, yeah. then I'm more likely to like take content and then I'll have more content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's a good goal. I mean, I feel like obviously I feel like we began our journey looking like shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to the nines.
No, no, no. But I'm just saying like, I feel like I've said this before. We're definitely not the first people to do it, but I feel like when we started vlogging on YouTube, we were like
I think we're trailblazers.
I agree. I think so. And I don't want to be like, we're the first people, but like, I did not see any girl really on YouTube that looked like shit.
like us.
Vlogging, going to Starbucks, doing all the things that we were doing. I feel like most of them would like get like super ready and then do story times. I feel like
even at one point, Matt King was like, you guys are just, you know, you don't put on any makeup.
I know.
And I'm like, I feel like you're insulting us kind of.
For sexist Matt King, of course.
No, but it was like a nice, like, you're right. And like, I never... Yeah. I think also like growing up and like going to school and stuff, I never was like, oh, gotta get all dolled up.
See, I was.
Yeah.
I was like, if I went to school without makeup, I'd be like mortified. But I think that's because like how I grew up. Like my mom, I would never see her without makeup.
Yeah.
Like when we were there for Christmas.
Not like, whoa!
What?
Oh, no makeup!
Oh my God, the Crypt Keeper! No, but like I didn't recognize her, no. Yeah. There's no slight on my mom, but like she would get up, like before, she would get up, take a shower and everything, and before we'd even see her, she'd be like, have her makeup on.
See, I like respect that though. And I feel like a lot of the times people who do that, they like do it for themselves. They're like, I want to feel put
that's
together.
That's what I do. Like feel better when I have like a little bit of mascara on or like blush or something.
I do. I have like really bad rosacea, so I like putting concealer over.
Can't
that.
Even tell.
Well, because I covered it up.
I know, like it's great.
Which I feel like though it's like annoying because like the days that I don't do that, I'm like, oh, I'm letting my skin breathe, but then it doesn't get better. So I'm like, well, who fucking cares?
You know what? Your skin will breathe the 12 hours at night.
You're so.
You
right.
know what I mean?
I know.
I'm sorry,
but then it's like annoying when you put it on. Then I'm like, oh, I gotta like do a whole.
Like at the
face
night,
wash
at night
tonight, yeah.
I know. See, I got in the habit of doing it anyway. Like even if I'm not wearing makeup all day, I will still do my full skincare at night. That way, I don't even have the excuse.
Wow.
Which maybe you need some Drunk Elephant.
No, we know what like Drunk Elephant did to my skin.
That's true. It is crazy. I've seen so many like literal 12-year-olds getting ready on TikTok using Drunk Elephant and like mixing in ways that's like you need a chemistry degree. Like I don't know what they're doing over there.
I'm sorry, we use St. Ives. Like
no, like scrubbing our face. Yes, like slicing our face to high heavens.
You are using a $100 serum that like you probably don't need.
And like how you paying for it? Parents, obviously.
Are you on the 10-year-old Sephora TikTok?
No.
Oh, girl, it is a sight to be seen.
I just like 10-year-old doing skin. I did not have a skincare routine until I dead ass was like 26, 27.
I
maybe.
Like still don't have one.
Yeah, but you like wash your face at night.
Yeah.
And like times. Put on like moisturizer.
Yeah.
Any retinol?
No, because I'm too scared because I have really sensitive skin.
That's okay. That's fair. That's all you really need is like a cleanser and a moisturizer and like some vitamin C in the morning.
Oh, I don't have that.
We'll get you on that.
Okay.
If you want. But I would like Botox.
I slugged when I was in Utah.
Oh, how was that?
But like with Aquaphor.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
I always hear like mixed things. Like it's good for you. And then people are like, it broke me out.
No, I can't imagine it's great for you. Because I feel like it must just be clogging your pores.
I know, right?
But it was nice because like with the dryness in Utah and then also skiing, it's like windburn. So your face gets like.
Oh, yeah.
That. Like it feels like it's sunburnt, but it's not. And so like you need it to like soothe your skin.
No, yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And it like really feels good. And then like I wake up and honestly, my skin is soft as fuck, but
yeah,
no. I couldn't imagine slugging here.
No, you'd have to like really wash your face at night and then do it. I think the problem is when you don't like cleanse before, you're just trapping in all the.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I washed my face.
Yeah.
Before that.
Well, thank God.
I know. I feel like there was something else I was going to say, but now I can't remember because I talked about slugging.
Yeah, we got so off. Was it the Sephora?
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like fully on Sephora 10-year-old TikTok. My
10-year-old.
My TikTok page over winter break was like, literally I was watching like 12-year-olds do their Christmas hauls. They're like rich kids.
Oh yeah.
Loved them.
Opening Prada.
Yeah, which was so great because the comment section, we were safe. Like it wasn't people like, oh my God, these rich spoiled kids. It's like, no, I want to watch rich people open
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting yeah. to me. Those were great. I loved them. But then I think it was like a couple nights ago, I watched this TikTok of a girl who worked at Sephora and she was talking about how this little girl came over to her cash register to check out and she had like two perfumes and then her total ended up being $900.
Two perfumes?
Yeah, two perfumes and then like a ton of makeup or whatever. Okay. And her mom and little sister were checking out with another rep. And then the little girl like called her sister over and she was like, how much was yours? Like, this is all happening in front of the Sephora employee. And the little girl was like, 500. And she was like, well, mine is $9. And the little girl was like, okay, like, what are you going to do? And she was like, well, I'll probably spend like the 500 of mine and then just make mom pay for the rest of it. So then the mom comes over and she's like, how much is it? And she's like, $900. She's like, no, like, you got to put stuff back. And the girl was like, no.
Oh my God.
And the employee was just like, it took like everything to get this girl down to $500, but they were just sitting there fighting in front of
how?
Me. And she was like, these parents are just like letting their kids get away with murder.
That is crazy. But you know what? They're going to have amazing skin. Your kids are not going to age at all. Like they're going to be stuck at 12.
Yeah. And then I saw another one where this mom, I think it's like a trend where moms are like, I'm bringing my kids to Sephora and they can like pick one thing.
Yeah.
And so this mom had two kids in the backseat. I would say maybe like 11. And she was like, okay, you can like pick one thing and that's your thing. And the little girl looked her dead in the face. Was like, no, like I'm picking more than one thing.
Like, I feel like I'd be slapped across the face. My mom would never do that. But like, I would hope that she would slap me across the face.
I can't believe it. And then I also can't believe like you're posting that for the internet to see how like how badly your child behaves.
For real. For Sephora. The way I didn't even know what Sephora was until maybe like 2018. Like I'm being dead serious.
No, I know. I was talking to my trainer about it today. I was like, I go into a Sephora maybe one time a year.
Yeah, me too, probably. Because I usually will get my skincare from Rite Aid because I get like CeraVe.
Yeah.
And then this brand called Youth to the People is amazing.
I remember what's his face would talk about that. Hiram.
Oh yeah.
Hyman. I wonder where Hyrum. Is. Is he still posting?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him in a while.
He would talk about that brand, I think.
Yeah, but they are so nice and they send me, they have a cleansing balm, which I absolutely love.
Ooh.
So I've been using a cleansing balm and then face wash because I feel like it just really cleans the face.
Me? What's the difference?
It's really not. It's just like, for me, the cleansing balm is like a precursor.
Makeup remover?
Yeah, it kind of like removes makeup and the cleanser is like cleaning my face. I don't know the scientifics of it all.
Love that.
But they send me those and then they send me vitamin C, which are like, I can't explain. Like they smell nice. Like they feel good on my face. So okay. I'm sure they would. If you wanted some of your own, we could get you on the vitamin C train. Okay.
Yeah, be like, my friend is so haggard and aging, and I just think it would be so nice if for the new year I could, you know, gift her.
But like on your dime.
Exactly. If you could
send her. No, they'd probably love to because they were like so nice because they saw me using the Elf one. They're kind of shady. They saw me using the Elf. Balm.
And they were like, girl.
And they're like, we have some. Let me send you some. And I was like, okay. And
they have that
like,
in Sephora.
What?
The Elf? Youth to the People.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw it. I not only know it because I know the name of the brand from, I believe, Hyrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would watch his videos and, you know, not do a thing. I would just be like, this is so interesting.
I know.
What does it mean?
I know. Well, skincare is so confusing too because it's like, what do I use first? What do I use second? Like,
when they don't have the directions on the back that's like, use this after you do this, I'm like, YouTube, what does this mean?
Yeah, I'm Reddit.
Smart.
There's a whole skincare Reddit subreddit if you're ever
it's
interested.
So fucking confusing.
Yeah, all I know is sunscreen goes after
everything.
Well, before like foundation.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I keep seeing people being like, well, and I know it's true, like, you should reapply your sunscreen a couple times a day. I'm like, but if you have like makeup on,
you could use like a spray one.
That's true.
Vacation Ink has a good like spray. Face spritz.
Yeah, I remember I was looking for one that one time at the Grove. I had one that was like, I think it was Naked Sunday. And it's like a spray sunscreen. But it made my face so green. Like that one time we recorded, my face was so shiny. Yeah.
I think I have a vacation one, like a couple.
Yeah, maybe I should just be spritzing all day. I don't know.
Keep it in your bag.
Then it gets in my eyes. I'm like, God.
Well, Carly told me that she was keeping a list.
Oh, I do. I have a list. Of things I was like, I'm not going to remember anything because Aaron was gone for what, like 3 weeks? So I was like,
yeah.
Okay. So here's how I started off my break.
Okay.
I took advantage of the Spotify audiobooks because you get free audiobooks on Spotify now.
Oh.
However, I did not realize you only get 15 hours.
Total?
Total.
Until you have to pay.
A month. So I think it redoes it every month.
How long is like a book?
I think like 6 hours maybe. Okay. So I only just did this one, but I was like on a walk and I was like, I want to like listen to something. And this popped up and it's called Stash by Laura Cathart Robbins. And it's a memoir kind of thing. It's like real. So it was so interesting.
About her. Who is she?
So she's like no one big or anything. It's just like about her life and her addiction, but she
just a random woman.
Yeah. No, she is. But she's like a wife and a mother, and she got so addicted to Ambien, but in a way where she was like getting it like legally prescribed and taking it, but she was taking so much of it that she would plan her withdrawals around like PTA meetings and things she had to do for, you know.
She could call out?
No, like she would make sure she wouldn't run out around those times. So she would like be okay. Like it's just really wild. And then her husband, it's just really good.
Okay.
I just love a book like that. And she's, spoiler, doing great now. Wow. She was addicted to Ambien. She was taking it like in the morning, in the afternoon, like
and
right before the pickup line.
Or
yes,
sleeping?
Functioning and sleeping. Like at night, she would take Ambien and then like also drink a little bit to like make because she nice. Her body got used to it.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna vibe.
Okay, and then I watched The Act, the Gypsy Rose show. I never saw it before.
Because what'd you think?
Super interesting.
Joey King?
Yeah, so super interesting. The thing about me is like, I had no idea about the Gypsy Rose stuff. Like I knew vaguely, but I had no idea how bad it was.
Wait,
also,
I want to circle back. Also listened to my first audiobook.
Oh, which one?
Bad Mormon.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. How was it?
It was actually really interesting. The minimal housewife stuff.
Okay.
And I just think as someone who is so interested in like the Mormon faith, it was pretty crazy.
Oh.
But I will say, I think that audiobooks, the only way I would like them, like listening to that.
Yeah.
The only way I would like an audiobook is if it is like a memoir in the person whose book it is I'm listening to.
That's how I feel.
Because I don't think that like if I listen to any of these fiction books, I would feel the same way.
I know. Maybe we should try it just to see since it is free and everything.
Yeah.
But
it's just like, I feel like I'm like listening to a friend tell me a story.
Yeah.
Because like with Andy Cohen, we then started listening to Daddy Diaries, which is his book. And I was like, I feel if I were reading this, I wouldn't like it as much as like hearing him say it. Because you can hear like the inflection of their voice and like it just, I feel like makes it a better
story. It's like a podcast kind of.
Like,
I know.
Totally.
And then it's like also with audiobooks, I have to be doing something. I can't just sit there and be listening.
Yeah, so it's like driving was great.
Oh, driving is great. That's my favorite. Or like doing laundry or cleaning, like putting in AirPods and just listening.
Same.
Like that's the best. And I guess, listening to audiobooks is kind of a slay, but I don't know about the nonfiction.
And then
I mean fiction.
And then I put it on my Goodreads. I was like,
oh, it's like, do I put it on my Goodreads?
Yeah.
That's like, how I feel. I don't know if I should put this one on my Goodreads. There should be an option that you did an audiobook.
I agree. Well, because I was like, I want to like put it on there and rate it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel inauthentic.
I know. I do
too. Because I didn't read it.
I know. So like, where do we draw the line? Someone let us
Goodreads,
know,
Goodreads, make a listened to option.
I think that's
like read.
They probably do. And we're just fucking idiots. They probably do.
No, because I think that community considers it as you read it and didn't listen to it. Good listens.
But you're not they're good,
good
listens. Good influences and good listens. Well, speaking of Gypsy Rose, this is just like a little fun fact. I'm sure you already know, but
did you watch the like documentary?
No, and I need to watch it.
It's really good.
You mean like the old one or the one she's putting out now?
No, the old one.
No, I need to watch that.
Like we watched when did The Act come out? 2019?
Yeah.
Like I watched it then.
Oh wow.
And then I believe afterwards we're like, this is crazy, and watched the documentary.
That's what my plan was. When I finished The Act though, I was like, I feel like I like know everything.
Yeah.
And I saw
it's just like interesting because they interview people.
And they look exactly like how they casted them. I know. It's crazy.
That show like scared me a little bit. Like I would be like, oh,
Munchausen by proxy. Yeah, because that's gonna be you if you're a mom.
Yeah.
When Gypsy Rose got out of jail, I'm sure, I don't know if like most people know this or if I just like saw it in passing, but her husband that picked her up, mm-hmm. his license plate said Hitman. His license plate says Hitman.
Kind of iconic.
It's kind of iconic, but also like, what are you doing? This is not the time and place.
Do you think she was like, hee hee? Or was she like, honey?
I don't know. Well, the D is fire, so she probably doesn't care.
I know. So true.
And then over Christmas, we watched The Holdovers, which is...
Oh, yeah. That was nominated for a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my God. You need to watch it. It's now, I believe, on somewhere for okay. free to watch.
Cool.
It is so good. It's Alexander Payne. It's so interesting. So I'm not going to like
I know who that is.
Oh, he's just like a director. Yeah. Like he did Sideways.
Oh, your you other favorite movie.
Yeah, I watched that this weekend. He did the movie Nebraska. So I do know that.
Never saw that.
Bob Odenkirk is in it.
Oh, love him.
I know.
Did you finish Saul?
Not yet. We just finished season 3.
Oh my God.
We have 3 seasons left. Okay, The Holdovers is so interesting. I'm not going to give anything away, but the plot, I'm just going to like say that what the plot is, if that's okay. The plot is, it's a very rich private like high school, mm-hmm. and The Holdovers is basically kids who can't go home for Christmas or like their family's not around or whatever, they have to stay at that school for like a couple weeks with a teacher that gets like assigned to stay there, and it's Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because the main kid, I looked him up. I was like, where is he from? Like, I feel like he's so I recognize him. I looked up, couldn't find anything about him. And so then I looked more deep into it. And there's probably like 5 kids that are in it, like for the majority of the movie that are at, like being held over.
Okay.
And I read that they filmed it at the actual school these kids go to. And so they had kids at that school audition for the movie. And so those are the ones who like made it. And the kid who's the main actor is so fucking good. You would have no idea. He's never been in a movie before. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. I was like, so they just had people at this actual school audition. It's such a good movie, Aaron. Wait, I feel like you'll love it. And it's so Christmassy.
Wait, this is about Deerfield Academy?
Do you know what that is? It's in Boston, right?
No, it's not in Boston.
Oh, because they kept talking about Harvard. That's why I was wondering.
It's in Massachusetts. I literally used to like nanny a kid who went there. I would have to like pick him up from the school.
Oh my God. You're going to love it then because it's like the actual school.
Wait, I had no idea.
Wait, you have to watch it. It's so Christmas vibes too. It's like such a cute movie.
Interesting.
It's so good. That's the one Nolan saw in theaters by himself and cried like 4 times. And then we made my parents buy it for $20 to rent and watch it.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so crazy.
I know.
Okay, well, they were all these actors were like in the theater program at Deerfield.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Okay. So not just like.
Yeah, but still, they were just like at the school.
Totally. But like, that's their life's passion.
Totally.
It'd be different if it was like.
Like randoms.
Yeah, like we're a football player.
No, but I assume this kid would have been in like It or like.
Yeah.
Other things. Totally. But like, that's the first thing he was ever
wow,
in.
Wow. That's really cool.
Also, don't tell Lady Efron. But when we were in Vegas, Nolan and I, on Christmas Eve during the day, we went to like an antique mall.
Okay.
Saw Matthew Gray Gubler.
What the fuck was he doing there?
Well, first of all, he's wearing a Santa hat. He was by himself, just like so cute. No, he is so fucking cute. I looked it up. He's from Vegas. Like he's from there. So he's probably there visiting family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matty Gray.
I know. And
did you tell her?
No, I saw her on New Year's and I forgot to mention it to her.
Harley.
I know. I just like didn't really think about it. And then the last thing I have is just I saw Saltburn and we kind of talked about it the other day. Yeah. But
all of the memes about the Barry guy at the Golden Globes are so fucking funny.
I don't think I've seen like anything.
Did you not watch?
No.
Oh, like, okay. There's one tweet that made me laugh out loud. So basically all of Twitter is like, he looks like a lesbian.
Okay.
And one tweet.
I also had no idea he was our age.
Yeah, he has like a kid and everything.
I know. He looks like he's like either young or old. Like he has one of those faces that like.
Do you think are you attracted to him?
I wouldn't be, but I think after watching the movie, I was like, he's so good at acting.
Yeah.
And
he's a good actor.
I'm not like physically attracted to him really, I guess.
Yeah, I am not. Someone said, you could tell me this was a member of the Olympic women's soccer team for the U.S. and I would believe it. Like, look at how funny that is.
No, 100%.
I sent it to Morgan because he was like, this guy looks like a lesbian. And there's like, Twitter's actually being so funny right now about
him.
I
love that.
I think I'm like, I was thinking about it today because I saw somebody post something about Saltburn. And then I think I'm like so jaded by movies that are being hyped up.
Oh, of course. I know exactly what you mean.
Like, it happened with Barbie. Mm-hmm. Once I finally got to fucking watch it, like 3 months later, I was like, I really liked it. Yeah. But I feel like everything around me and everyone around me was like, this is the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, Barbie.
So, yeah. So then like the whole time I was watching, I was like, when's it going to happen?
I know. You know? And that's like, why I don't like hearing about books or movies. Going into them blind.
Yeah. And with Saltburn, like I only heard like literally top of the notch, like this is the best movie, blah, blah, blah.
It's the craziest thing ever. You're going to be cringing.
Like, oh.
Same.
You know, it's not that I didn't like it.
I mean, there was one scene that was like, oh, but that's like.
There was like a handful for
me. But also you're like expecting it. That's the problem.
But the thing is, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I watched it because on Christmas, my TikTok feed became like people showing their parents.
Oh.
They're like, we're showing them the bathtub scene. And I was like, what? I need to know what it is.
Okay, the bathtub scene wasn't that crazy.
Crazy? No. Disgusting? Yes.
Yeah, like if I had just. Disgusting. But if I had a scene to show my parents to like really freak them out, I'd show them the last scene. You know what I mean? Or like really? the grave. Yeah, that's like the craziest scene of all time in that movie.
I could not disagree.
What?
The period scene?
Okay, but like people do that in their own leisure time.
Okay.
I do. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but like the context I understand. Of the scene.
I understand.
Is like to me way more graphic and like cringe than him fucking a grave.
That's crazy.
Because, like, you don't really see,
I disagree.
Like, you just see his naked butt. It's not like...
Yeah, but anything. He's sticking his erect penis into but, like, dirt and having
see it.
Sex. I know, but it's a...
Okay.
If you're you think crazy. That's worse than you're someone crazy.
Sucking cum water out of a drain, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing in your private time.
I mean, it's not that crazy. No, it's, like, definitely crazy and gross, it's just, but...
Like, and that's, like, one of the first scenes where you're, like... What's going
100%.
On?
No, but I think the ending is the craziest part. Like, that's the part I would show someone to, like, freak them out.
Huh?
I cannot believe you're not agreeing with me. This is weird. This is really weird.
I didn't see any TikToks that were like, did you guys see him fucking the grave?
I did.
Showing my family.
I sent you one last night, actually. I think it was actually Chris Clemens watching it for the first time. And he was like, oh, no. Oh, he took his shirt off. Don't go any further. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it's just funny or whatever.
No, I agree. I think those were, like, the big three.
But I loved... It made me love Jacob Elordi. I was like, okay, he's so hot.
Love your eyebrow piercing.
Oh my, I know. I'm like, do cast I get one? I was like, should I get an eyebrow piercing?
Cast him in everything. Ugh. No, all the acting was phenomenal. I think the movie was good, but I think I need people to shut the fuck up.
I know, I agree. Like overhyping things, it's like the worst.
I guess I'm just gonna have to be the first in line to go see the fucking movie.
I think that's why I love the holdovers too, because I was like, I don't know what this is about. I have no idea the theme. I don't know if it's dramatic, comedy, anything.
I didn't hear a thing about it until I was watching the Golden Globes last night.
You did watch it tonight.
No, yeah, no. Well, I made TJ put it on our list.
The holdovers?
I didn't know that. If I knew that a movie about Deerfield Academy came out.
I know.
Come on, I'm a Massachusetts gal.
I also want to say Nolan loved Saltburn. he was like, I had every reason. I know. That's why I'm like laughing. Someone's like, your boyfriend is gay. But it was just so, he was like, it was so beautifully shot. And he loves.
Oh, no, 100%.
And the era, it's like early 2000s era. It has like the music. The music is perfect.
Mr. Ripley. It's like exactly that movie.
Yeah. But it was just like a beautifully shot movie. I'm sure, but I'll ask him. What's it called?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Talented Mr.
It's with
Ripley.
Like Jude Law and I think Brad Pitt.
The Semester Abroad.
We watched that for the first time before we went to France because we were watching like French movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Same vibe. The whole time I was just like, you should watch it.
I will.
If you liked Saltburn.
I loved it.
Except it's so long.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's called Talented Mr. Ripley. But it's like shot the same. Like, same, okay. Like when you're watching it, it feels the same.
Okay.
Like the coloring and stuff like that.
Wow, we're so Matt King coded right now.
Mr. Ripley. We are. My letterbox. The review of Saltburn was just a bunch of question marks.
Matt's is probably so detailed.
Oh, Matt Damon.
Matt saw Saltburn in theaters, which is so funny. Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I got very into Diamond Art, which is kind of embarrassing, but it's like, I love it.
And you have the audacity to call me a boomer.
No, I know. Like, I'm fully Midwest Mormon activity. Yeah. Like,
do Mormons live, laugh, do that? Love. You said that before, I feel, when you were telling me about it.
No, I just, like, in my mind, it just feels so...
I tried Mormon soda.
And?
I didn't particularly like the one that I had because it tasted exactly like a pina colada, and I don't like pina coladas.
Well, like, so what is it? Soda and creamers?
It was Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Or, like, Diet Coca-Cola.
Only Coke.
I don't know. And then they put in lime, coconut creamer, and... there was something out, like half and half or something, in the one I got. I could have done without the coconut creamer, but that was like the classic. And so I was like, I got to try that one. But they have a shit ton of flavors.
I mean, I tried like I had Diet Coke and I poured a little bit of like vanilla coffee creamer and I was like, this is so fucking good. Like, I can't imagine how they make it over there. It's probably magical.
I'm just like, this is a crazy business. Like, you just sell weird sodas.
Yeah. It's funny that it's like specifically in Utah too.
We ordered six of them and it was like $20. And they give us a free sugar cookie.
Wait, one Erewhon smoothie.
I know.
Fucking crazy. Even. Huh?
Not even. That's like pre-tax.
No, I know. Well, some are like $8. Just the ones we get are crazy because they're like Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber.
I think that's like, I found out something so embarrassing has been happening to me.
Oh, no.
I am a person who at night falls asleep watching TikTok. Like, I fall asleep with phone
I'm scared.
In my hand.
Okay.
Not all nights, but a lot of nights.
Me
like,
too.
You know, you start like dozing off and then you're like, oh, just missed what happened.
Yep.
The other, when I was in Utah, I like opened my notifications tab for some reason and it was like so-and-so, it was like someone who follows me. So that's how I saw it.
Okay.
Likes a video you reposted. And I was like, what did I repost?
Oh, no. What did you repost?
I don't know what that one. That one specifically was like a girl singing a song.
So it was like, okay,
and I was
whatever.
Like, I don't even remember watching this. Like, okay. I was sleeping.
Okay.
But then you can go to a tab that shows all the videos you have reposted.
Yeah.
There were so many.
What?
I reposted like the most bizarre stuff.
Are you kidding? Did you unrepost them?
All of them. I was like, I've never seen this video in my existence on this earth.
So do you think it's been happening every time you like fall asleep?
Yes. And I'm like, this is mortifying because like people go to the people you follow page apparently
and
see the shit you repost.
Yeah, but do people like, I have never once thought to go to like someone's repost. I feel like the only time I see
it comes up on your feed.
It does.
Like if it's like you're on your For You.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. One of them literally was like a person recovering from an eating disorder.
Oh no.
And like, why? People were like, what the fuck did she repost?
They were like, I knew it. Erin has an ED.
Yeah. And then another funny one, it was like a video about all of the watches that first ladies have worn. And by the way, like the only videos I have reposted in my sound mind are good influences, TikToks.
Yeah.
So there were like over 20.
Oh, that is fucking hilarious.
I literally was like, oh my God. And like none of them, also I send them to people. Like there are TikToks that I've like sent to you and I'm like, I've never seen this. Why did I send this
really?
To her? And it's like, oh my God.
Oh, I wonder
God.
Which ones they
I
were.
I was sleeping. And I was like, she probably is like, why the fuck did she send this to me?
That is so funny, Erin.
No, it's
watches that like first lady. Like, imagine me just scrolling, be like, why did Erin repost this?
I can't even begin to tell you how embarrassed I was. I had like full embarrassment for myself.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. I don't know if I've told the story in the podcast, but like for some reason, Haley Jade and I follow each other, like Eminem's daughter. Yeah. And I was watching some like cringy live. Like it was like some woman flipping out, like screaming at the phone. Like I'm just very drawn to things like that.
Yeah.
I accidentally messaged it to her.
Can you unsend?
I don't think so. Oh. But I was awake. I wasn't like sleeping. And I was like, oh shit, how did that happen? And that, or maybe I was sleeping. I think I was sleeping. And then I woke up and saw that we had like a message. And I was like, I sent something to Miss Haley Jade.
Oh,
what's that name? What's that tattoo? What's it say? Or whatever the fuck the lyrics are. And I messaged her and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think I was sleeping and accidentally sent it to you. And she responded and she was like, oh my God, no worries.
I bestie.
Do that. Yeah, she was like, I literally do that all the time.
Healy G is just like us.
I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Ugh, so I just need to make a formal apology for anything that's I've ever so reposted.
Funny. If anyone has noticed that, please comment because I would die. That is so funny. TikTok is really dangerous falling, because I feel like a lot of people fall asleep watching TikTok and there are so many.
It's like you're on Ambien.
Literally, you're on Ambien.
Yeah.
Yes.
While not being on Ambien.
I saw a TikTok, which has also happened to me, and it's so embarrassing. So if I'm on TikTok and somebody follows me as I'm on TikTok, it covers a place where you click a lot. I don't know how to explain it, but like to follow back, you click it. It's like it pops down and you can follow back, but it covers a place where you're usually clicking around. I don't know exactly where. So somebody like, it was like, blah, 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 followed you. So I accidentally followed back and I forget how it happened, but then I also sent like a wave, like a hi, because it's all in like one place.
Oh, no.
And I saw a TikTok of someone be like, the most embarrassing thing just happened to me. Someone followed. I immediately followed them back and I immediately sent them a waving like gif or whatever. And I was like,
oh yeah, it's like, this say hi.
Yes.
And then you just like click it and auto does it.
Yes. I was like, oh my God, this has happened to me like twice. And then I feel like a fucking idiot. Like I'm just some influencer waiting by her phone, like follow back, wave, follow back, wave, follow back, wave. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's embarrassing. But I have been going live on TikTok a lot doing my diamond dart, which people seem to like. So if diamond you're interested, dart. I am diamond doing dart. That. Yeah. I'm in my full grandma era with my cat sweater, my diamond dart. Just.
Do you have like a diamond dart table?
I just have one of those like, you know, those like little laptop tables.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one of those because my back was hurting from like hunching over so much. Girl. So it's helped a lot.
Yeah, I think that's half the reason why my body's so sore is from puzzling.
Puzzles. That's what I told Erin. I was like, I feel like she would like it because it's kind of like a puzzle.
Yeah, but with puzzles, I can just like put it away. With diamond,
put away.
Oh, I thought you like press it.
You do. You just like stick it on.
But then isn't it done?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But yeah, people are like, you can hang them after. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not going to hang them. They're like very ugly once they're done.
I'm like, I would bring mine straight to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Whereas with like a puzzle, it's like, okay, I get like multi-use. I completed my task.
Yeah. But what if you printed off, what if you got one that was like Paris? You had to like complete it. It looks like Paris when it's done.
No, I hate that.
Oh, you hate it?
I think that's like so chooky.
Okay. Well, diamond art is chooky.
Yeah. No, but like real. I like the activity behind it.
Same.
Like it reminds me of those like little beads that you would do when you were younger on it and then you would iron it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Loved that shit.
Yeah. No, it's such a nice like brain activity. And it's totally. Kind of like mentally like there's little sounds like when it goes onto the board. It's like click, click.
ASMR.
Oh, I really like it.
Good.
Yeah. So I've been doing that like literally any free time every I have, day. I'm doing that. And I am not reading at all. So I hope we don't have to finish our book anytime soon because I may have to audiobook it.
The book that we're reading right now, it's really hard for me because it's like so British that I don't like understand half of the things that
really?
They're talking about.
Oh, shit.
I don't remember what it's called.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Thank you. It's pretty interesting.
Wrong language.
Yeah.
For us, because we're dumb.
It's just like little quips that they say that I'm like, oh, but what does that mean?
Oh, that's annoying. I need to look it up to make sure you know what's going on.
I don't, but I'm just like, okay, yeah. Not really sure. I think I read a little bit last night. I'm like a little over 100 pages in.
Oh, you're pretty.
I'm not like, it hasn't got me.
That's disappointing for me to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Cheryl's was like, have you read our book yet? And I was like, no. And she was like, it's something. So I didn't really press her to like figure out what that meant. Because
I don't want to know.
I want to go in blind.
Yeah.
But I did read two other books over break. Only two.
Care to explain?
Oh, The Cabin. Or The Chain. The Chain.
The Chain. Oh, yeah. That one sounded so good.
It was.
A Chain of Kidnappings.
It was good. Yeah. I read that on this podcast, like the back.
Oh,
it was
right.
Good. But I think that. It got like towards the end a little okay, like we know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I did like it. Like I would be like, oh, it's a good book, read it.
Okay.
And then I read Wildfire, which is the book that Matt King was like two P's and a V and an A.
What?
Remember on Good Influences, we were talking about Icebreaker.
Oh, is it the same series?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I remember.
That didn't happen.
So what, did he dream it?
There
probably.
No, well, he didn't read it. He was like, people told me this.
Oh, okay.
So it's not his fault.
Yeah.
But there were no two B's, two V's, and A.
And one A. and one ass.
It was like, fine.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine me reading anytime soon. I'm just going to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're quitting book club? I'll take you out of the group.
No, I'm not quitting book club. Like, if we have a date we have to read by, like, I'll finish
You'll do it.
I'm just so into this diamond stupid art.
I set my goal for Goodreads this year for 30 books.
So that's 3 a month?
A little, give or take.
Okay.
Because last year I did 2 a month, and I wound up reading 27 books. And so I was like, I think I could fit in 3 more.
Yeah, totally. I know. I'm just like, I haven't read in like months, and I'm kind of like fine with it.
That's fine.
I know, but I don't want to be left out of book club. No, it's not a phase.
Carly's phase.
I'm just in a weird phase right now.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it. I've been on, pre going to Utah, I hadn't read in a while.
Yeah.
You just got to get in like the zone.
It's like, I want to do my diamond art. I want to watch this Gypsy Rose thing, like the one she's made.
There's only so many hours in a day.
Literally, like, try being an influencer per day.
Where is that coming out?
Lifetime.
Oh.
Yeah, but.
I can't even watch it.
No. We have YouTube TV. You can probably record it on YouTube TV.
It's not like a.
There's an app you can get, but I don't know if it costs money.
But there's, is it like one episode or is it like a weekly thing?
That's what I'm confused about. Like when it came out, it was one episode, but I think there's like 6 episodes out now. So I think that they're coming out like every day or something.
God, 6 episodes.
I'm not sure.
Gypsy, she's at work.
Yeah,
work,
she is working her little butt off.
I also would like to say that there's only 3 weeks until the season premiere of Vanderpump Rules.
That's uncomfortable.
I, for one, cannot wait.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that.
Okay, should we go into this day in history?
I guess so. Are we all caught up? I feel like I said so much. I don't know if you have anything to add.
Well, we did get a pizza maker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw you used it.
To be fair,
mm-hmm.
I had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, I'll let you
know. It was like 5. We got home from something. I forget what we were doing, but it just like got delivered. He wasn't even expecting it.
He texted me. He was like, delivered. It's here.
Yeah. And then I'm just on the couch. He's like, I texted blah, 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 blah. Come over. I was like, I thought we were going to be on the couch all night. And then I had to like shower. It's like one of those, which like I wound up having a nice time, but it was like this.
It's
was
when you're expecting to have a chill night and then you're like, people are coming over.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to entertain anyone.
I know. Yeah.
And at first it was just like one of his guy friends. And I was like, okay, I can eat pizza and they can make it. And then I can watch TV. Yeah. Then it became another girlfriend. And then I was like, well, now I have to talk.
Take
a shower and be a person. But it was nice.
Okay.
But it was just like one of those.
Well, how was the pizza?
Delicious.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's so good. And I fear it's going to become our new personality.
That's fine.
And I'm only going to eat pizza from here on out.
Only pizza or resolution.
Well, the nice part was I didn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I just sat there and I was like, order up.
No, it's the best. Like my dad has one and he's like, what do you want on it? And I just tell him and then he makes it in 5 seconds and then it's there.
It just like doesn't do anything for me to help. No. Like I'm like, I don't need to put the cheese on. You can do that.
No,
I'm not 7.
It never does it for me when I help with anything.
Yeah.
Like you can do it.
Yeah.
Thank you though.
That's
well, congratulations on your pizza maker.
Yeah, it's right out there.
Well,
just left it outside.
If I ever see it, just kidding.
Well, that'll be on him. I feel like it's just going to be one of those things where he's like, we're having pizza night.
No, totally. Yeah.
I think it'll be really fun in the summer.
That's what I was thinking too. And it's like actually
so
nice
out. Fucking
cause I saw
out.
Your stories and I was like, I feel like it's so windy and cold out.
It wasn't windy, but it was freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, can we please go inside? okay. This day in history, we have birthdays. There's a lot. Renee Rapp.
Slay.
Andrea Swift.
Can I ask you something really quick?
Sure.
Are you interested in seeing the Mean Girls movie?
Yeah, 100% yes.
Did you know it's a musical?
I did.
Okay. A lot of people just like don't know that, I guess.
Well, they
like market it as
the trailer, no one sings a lick of a word.
Yeah, and I don't remember who told me this, but it's like a trick because they like people don't like musicals as much. I feel like with Wonka too, it wasn't really maybe it was advertised as a musical.
I would also like to see that.
I don't. I honestly would rather do anything else than see Wonka. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like not interested.
I would like to see it.
I just don't care about the lore. Like, I've never cared about Wonka. Like, Wonka, for all I care, can fuck off. I don't care.
The first movie, Wonka, scared me.
It is scary.
And then I only liked the other one because I was obsessed with Johnny Depp.
The old one is scary also because it's like the props look creepy. It's like kind of like Wizard of Oz vibe. It's like the props.
Hate that movie too. Too scary.
Oh, yeah, it is scary.
Too scary.
However, I did love that movie. But my mom was really scared of the flying monkeys.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Everything I was like, just like looks monkeys. Like evil.
No, it looks like death.
Yeah.
Like somewhat probably because
how
people
the
died
fuck
on
did
set.
People watch movies back then.
I don't know. Everything was scary.
Oh, yeah.
And that witch did catch on fire. which is horrifying.
Yeah, I really want to see Mean Girls. Is it out yet?
In theater, like just like came out in theaters
and stuff. But
yeah,
when is it out?
It'll probably be available to rent for like $20 soon, I'm sure, and then it'll be free.
I hope.
Yeah,
I haven't heard a thing about it. I don't know anyone who's seen it. That's like, it's so good.
Me neither.
Okay, Andrea Swift, Rod Stewart, Allison. I think it's Cooch. I'm so sorry. I love her so much, but I do not know how to pronounce her last name.
Who is it?
She is a TikToker and she's married to a football player and okay. She just had a baby.
Okay.
And I love them. They're so cute. And she's so funny. She would, what originally got me to watch her TikToks was she would be like, oh, how am I going to spend my husband's money all day? Like, it's funny. So hard being yeah. like, a, you know, just like being sarcastic.
That's and funny.
Like being sassy to yeah. people who are like, you're a gold digger or whatever. Yeah. So immediately loved.
I love that.
George Foreman.
Of the grill.
Of course. Pat Benatar and Josh Darnett.
Happy birthday, Josh Darnett, our Vine dad.
Yeah, he's gonna be 50 next year.
Josh Darnett, you are getting so damn old.
So old. I can't with the kids being like adults.
No, it's crazy.
I'm like, please stop posting.
No, seeing them, I'm like, oh no.
Please stop posting them.
You're our age now.
Yeah. We're all
you caught
teens.
Up.
We're all teens now.
You caught up.
Okay. Then for entertainment, we've got the Ace Family was formed.
Oh. What year does it say?
2016.
That sounds actually exactly right.
Yep.
Are they still daily vlogging?
No idea. Do you want me to look?
Yeah.
Daily? God, I didn't know they daily vlogged.
Well, I don't know if it
family
was daily.
Family channels need to be banned.
No, family channels are so scary. Like,
when
they are
in Utah.
It ruins your life, I would assume.
The Eight Passengers was being, the like trial was being broadcast on the news because they're based in Utah.
Did you go wait outside?
She pled guilty.
I saw.
And, to be honest, I only watched that one day and have not followed up since, but okay. It was really crazy and dark because all of these like things came out about like the specifics of what they were doing to the kids. And I'm just like, how can YouTube still allow this to happen knowing that like,
yeah,
this happens all the time.
I know. I don't
people,
know.
Like,
I
abuse their children.
I think there will be a huge shift in family channels.
I'm hoping.
Especially because it's like, it's to raise a kid and like be making content with them on purpose every day or three times a week or something, because it's like when we started it was like, oh, we're having fun, let's film it and put it on YouTube, and then it became, you know, three times a week, and it's like, oh well, now we have to like do something to have fun to post on YouTube.
Totally.
Which like with a friend it's like whatever and fine, like we'll find something to do, but like with imagine doing that with like your partner and kids.
No,
like it would probably ruin your fucking life.
Yeah. I really only think that people who make, you know, like bring children into the world and then make YouTube videos where it's not like revolving around the kids, like that's the only healthy way to do it.
I agree.
Like,
yeah,
talk about like your experience as a parent.
Uh-huh.
And like if your kid's walking in the background, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you're showing you got them a bicycle for fucking Christmas, cute.
Mm-hmm.
But like other than that, let them be kids.
I completely agree. I feel like we've talked about this before. Yeah. But I was like, I feel like that's the only time where I'm like cool with it. It's just,
yeah,
I think we talked about Good Influences actually, because we brought up the kid who the clickbait, he was like crying and yeah, she accidentally kept it in and
yes,
he was crying. She's like, I know, keep crying, but come to the thumbnail. Pose. Okay.
Dark.
Like, bro.
Yeah. The Ace family hasn't posted in, they posted 6 months ago.
Oh, hallelujah.
I wonder what the tea is. It says
maybe they're on TikTok now.
All of the questions.
They're probably like, we're ending our channel. I wonder if they're on TikTok. Let me look.
So it's like you brought your kids onto the fucking internet and then like you're cheating on your wife and like now it's all going to be out there.
That's
for them
why
to
it's
like
just
watch.
Weird. And it's also like,
someone said, can't wait to see what scams you guys have in store for us next. I have a fetish for being lied to. You guys are the best.
Wait, so people like
so
hate
bad.
Them.
The family that scams together stays together.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't posted on, I mean, their TikTok is popping like millions of views, but they haven't posted since November 15th last year, so, or of 2023.
Ace, let me look at IG.
So maybe they just crumbled.
They got canceled.
Yeah, I don't know.
November 4th, 2023 was their last post on Instagram. And they didn't really post that often.
Maybe they just like made bank too.
From April to October on Instagram, there was a hiatus. Oh my God, they have three children.
I did not know that. I thought they had like one.
Oh. Wait. Okay, the last time they posted was in October of 2022.
On Instagram.
And then they posted randomly on November 4th, 2023, like a poem.
Okay. I don't know.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Okay. The Sopranos.
I will say 2016 was probably the era of family vlogging, though. And it should have ended then. Because I feel like then it wasn't like no one knew.
Yeah.
You know? Should have ended then.
Yuck. The Sopranos. Your fave, Working Moms.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it in so long.
Kill Bill, Just Married, and Grounded for Life, which I saw that. Just a ping of nostalgia for me. I loved that show. Okay. For news, a big one for me is the Alaskan Airlines flight that had just the whole wall came out, especially triggering because, you know.
Aaron's freaked out of
flying. I fly Delta. And in February, I will be flying on an Alaskan plane.
Oh, no. Hopefully it's not the same one.
I know. Well, I know that they like grounded all of those planes. But I read this morning that pilots like days prior were like, we keep getting like a pressure warning, like a cabin pressure warning.
So why didn't they fix it? This is my thing.
So they knew and like told the head people and we're like, okay, we're just not going to fly over water. Like that was the thing.
In case someone gets sucked out, they're not going to be falling into the water. Also, like, thank you.
Not that I wanted anyone to get sucked out, but I would be interested to see like if they were sitting there, like would they have gotten sucked
out? I saw this whole thing about it. People's phones were flying out of their hands.
Someone's phone survived the fall.
No way.
Didn't crack or anything.
They found it on the ground?
Yep. They found it in someone's backyard. Like some guy found it.
Shut the fuck up.
And the email was open and it was an email from Alaskan Airlines. How weird is that?
What?
Like when it landed, it just opened that fucking email.
That is some fucked up sorcery. Also, I heard that the two people missed their flights that were supposed to sit there.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Burnt toast theory.
It is burnt toast theory. What is that? I mean, I kind of get it from the context, but I didn't go to work and 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I wonder where that came from. Burnt toast?
Like you smelt burnt toast.
But what?
I think
how does that correlate?
Because like if your toast is burning, like you're late for something.
Oh,
that's my interpretation. I'm sure
mine's always burning. So, and I'm always on time. Yeah, I just like burnt things. I love a burnt toast. I love burnt grilled cheese. I love burnt crackers.
Disgusting.
No, it's not. It's actually delicious. But thank you.
Yeah. Let's say you're making toast for breakfast in the morning. But burnt it to the point it's inedible. So you have to spend another 5 minutes making a new piece.
So it's like, I'm late. I couldn't. Interesting. I wonder how many times it's like happened to us and we never realized it. I always think about that. Like, oh, I was unexpectedly late. Like, what if there was a huge car accident or something? You know?
I know.
Spooky. Ugh. Although I did.
Just get your shit together.
I know.
Why are you flying a fucking plane that's giving you a warning?
I know. And the thing is, like, I don't understand how that just happens.
Mm. Well, it's like a new plane and
still
no 100%.
Like, what?
No, 100%.
That's out of a and I like I saw it. Here's my confusion with you, because I wanted to send it to you, but I'm like, no, it'll freak her out too bad.
Oh, it's my whole freak.
But then like you'll also send me some things about planes like crashing and stuff, so I'm like, I don't know what this like boundary is. You're like, should I not send you?
Well, I think okay, no, you shouldn't send it to me, but if I see it, I've already seen it. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, I can't turn back then.
Right. Okay.
So that's why I won't send them to you.
And I don't care about planes. So you can send me planes. I think
like inevitably, like it will wind up on my feed.
Especially like this one. It's so big.
Like if there's something that you want to send me, it will end up on my feed.
Yeah,
at one point.
That's true.
A lot of the times I just scroll. Like if I see like something with turbulence, I'm like, no. But then there's like the weird part of me where it's like, I think I sent you one where like someone was just filming and the fucking engine blew up.
Yeah.
And I was watching, so I was like, oh, beautiful. Because they're just like showing the outside of the plane, then you see the engine blew up. But it's ones like that almost make me feel better, because then like I'll read the comments. It's like the plane landed safely and like got everybody off.
Well, it's crazy because like even the half of the wall or whatever flew off, like it still landed safely. Like, what? No. And that's why you always wear a damn seatbelt on a plane, because if something like that happens, you will get sucked out.
Morgan literally never wears a seatbelt. When they like come over, he just like
Nolan doesn't really either. And I'm like, but what if My
even
thing,
turbulence. Have you seen that Grey's Anatomy episode?
Exactly. I know. That's like
buckle
I feel
your
like,
fucking seatbelt.
I know. My thing is like I feel like I'm gonna be sitting here without my seatbelt, and it's gonna drop really fast, and my head's gonna hit the ceiling.
No, 100.
Like that's exactly. All I think about.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and like I even hate getting up to go to the bathroom because I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm like, what if
I hold on to the bar on the wall?
I do too. Because I'm like, if something happens, I'm gonna hold on for dear life, but yeah. I'll probably rip my arm out of my socket. Yeah. But whatever.
And that's what they tell you. They're literally like. Please. And I will say, like, when I was younger, I was like, okay, seatbelt, shimmy belt.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I'm going to get up.
Yeah, like, I'm on a plane. What's going to happen?
I'm like, I get it.
If we're going to crash, like, I'll put my seatbelt on.
Yeah, that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the hot that's news the hot all over goss. TikTok. And it's yeah. crazy that there are just people that are filming it, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. oh, just woke up from a nap and half the plane's missing.
I know. What? I can't imagine. It's probably so fucking loud.
So loud.
I can't imagine sitting there and you're freezing and your phone flying out of your hand.
I think there were
literally
two
final
that were
destination.
Taken.
Oh, okay. In my mind, it was like half the plane.
No, I think it was like two cell phones.
And like people's like, what if your dog was in a crate and got flown out or like blew out?
It's so crazy.
Obviously, it's not funny, but like, come on.
Oh, I know.
That's so scary.
I don't like it. Let's. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you let the plane go?
And I'm also wondering, like, yeah, how come I'm not afraid of planes? Like, I see all these things.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But I think it's like a reminder. It's like, okay, this happened, but everything was fine.
Yeah. Until it's not.
I remember, like, last year, a couple of years ago, like, some woman literally got sucked out of a Southwest flight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe I don't like sitting on the window seat anymore.
Right? Maybe we like aisle only. Maybe you only like international flights where you're like really in the aisle.
I really need the window seat.
I know.
But like now I'm like, no, I don't.
Well, if you hear it rattling weird, just get up and run somewhere else. Because I feel like you have to hear some like rattlings before it happens. You know, it doesn't just fly off. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know the mechanics of the plane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Next hot goss we have is this whole incident that happened at the Golden Globes between Selena.
Oh, yes.
Taylor.
I feel like this is the only thing Kelly. I've seen about the Golden Globes. So what is the story?
Okay, so basically Selena was not sitting with Taylor Swift and Kelly Teller. And at one point she like walks over to them and like, you know, the face of gossip. Like she gets down.
And Taylor is always like, she's always reacting.
So Selena's like giving her some juicy goss. Taylor reacts like completely flabbergasted. Kelly Teller completely flabbergasted. And then we've got like a lip reader coming in.
Yeah. I love the lip readers.
And they quotes says, Selena said, I asked for a picture with him. And she, Kylie Jenner, said no. And then Taylor. And then you see Kelly Teller very clearly. Like with Selena, it's kind of hard because she's turned to the side, but there is a direct frontal view of Kelly Teller. And she says, with Timothy.
Yes.
And Selena like nods her head. She goes, mm-hmm. And then Kelly Teller's like, oh. So I'm going to need the tea.
I saw
a funny tweet this morning that was like a picture of Kelly Teller and someone was like, someone get her, she'll be the first to cry.
No, for real. Wait, did you see Selena's like statement about it?
No.
Okay, let me read it.
Oh,
I have
why?
To
Selena, she's so cringe.
I know. Her statement.
That's not what happened. Is that what she said?
Hold on, let me read it verbatim.
I don't like her.
Okay.
Last night I told TJ, I was like, I think Taylor being friends with Selena Gomez is her biggest red flag.
I know. I don't really like Selena either. Let me see if I can find it.
Does she post on Instagram?
I don't know.
And now I'm deleting social media.
No, literally. And then she gets it back like 5 seconds later. Oh my God. Where the fuck did she post it? Hold on. Sorry, guys. Maybe I dreamed it, but I swear.
Everyone's like, she didn't say anything. I feel like
I know. Wait, what? Hold on. Also, it could have been a tweet I saw that was like fake. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I get really tricked by fake.
Selena. It says Pop Crave tweeted, I did not say shit. I'm sick of y'all. Hop yes. off my dick.
Yes.
And stop overanalyzing every damn move of me without knowing. This is getting ridiculous and wrong. Okay, then just clarify what you said.
Yeah, but she probably can't if it's like gossipy. And it might, but maybe like it is what they said and she wants to act like it's not.
Yeah. Hop off my dick. Well, girl, you said something.
Hop off my dick. I know. Wait, I get it though.
Someone said, y'all, I'm sorry, but I thought, wait, I don't think she actually said this.
Okay.
The only problem is that this response was fake.
God damn it.
Carly's forever getting bamboozled.
No, I'm for real, like the boomerest of the boomers at this
point. There is no such post on the outlet's Instagram
okay,
page.
Okay, I'm so sorry, and everybody.
A user has already taken credit for posting the fake clap back. Someone posted okay. saying, y'all, I'm sorry, but I thought it'd be a joke between us Celine Selenators. I don't fucking know. I had no idea
Pop Crave's
weird ass would use that edited comment and share it. That's hilarious.
Well, people did because it sounds like her.
How do you not... That is very funny.
Yeah. So
not true.
Sorry, everyone. I truly get so bamboozled with Twitter. Like
she will like send me tweets and then like 2 minutes later, like, it's fake.
Because I get so excited about it. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's very funny.
It's so annoying. I literally feel so old because like that never just, used like, to
read
happen.
The comments.
Huh?
Like when you see something that you're like kind of like,
but some people are in on the, a lot of comments are in on the joke. So
I feel like you can suss out the difference.
Yes, yeah, sometimes. Like, okay. Sometimes. It's like it's like TikTok when girls would be like, I can't believe guys didn't know we suck our own blood out of our tampons. And like all the girl comments were like, it's so embarrassing how they don't know that. Because like if you're a guy, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's so funny. Right.
Yeah, we're a boomer.
I love the internet. It's so Me funny. Too. Do you have any more news? Okay, the only thing is like Gypsy Rose, obviously. But like how are we feeling about her like podcasting? Some people are having issues with it. Some people
don't particularly understand the first podcast.
Being Nick Vile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
I know.
Makes no sense to me.
Unless she was like, this is who I want first.
Yeah.
I think her first one would be like call her daddy, to be honest.
That's the only one I want to see her on.
Which I'm sure she'll end up there because if she went on Nick Vile and like not skinny but not fat, like she could definitely go on.
But
call
I
her
feel
daddy.
Like now Alex will be like, I don't really need to have her on.
Maybe
because it's like what
it's like everywhere.
Yeah, we're gonna like hear the same story a million times.
Yeah,
it would have been a bigger get if she just initially went on that podcast. Like now it's kind of like old news.
I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw a live and this lady was like talking about Gypsy Rose and she had on you're gonna die. She had on someone in her box. Do you know what that is? It's like a guest. Like if I'm live and you wanted to join, you'd be like a little box in my life.
Someone in her box.
Yeah. Okay. Who's a psychic. Okay. So she is a psychic and she was obviously, who knows if any of this is true, but she was saying, she's like, I know that Gypsy Rose and this husband of hers will
kill someone.
No, will not be together in the future. She'll have two children and she's going to do almost the same thing her mother did to her in different ways.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, obviously that's speculation and like it's a psychic. So like take it with a grain of salt. But I was just,
I wonder like, I wonder what she'll say no to. Like, should we invite her on Good Influences?
Right. Well, that's the thing. People are like upset with influencers for like using her as a pop culture like item when it's become that. I mean, I think she kind of
like,
wants
you want
to
give someone a platform.
I know
who's like abused her whole fucking life
and it seems like she wants to do like she hopped on TikTok the second she walked out of jail.
Yes.
Like she's like, hey guys, thanks for being a fan.
Who
like I think
cares?
She I know I think there's ways to do it that's not like Mike talking to Gypsy Rose.
Oh, I know.
He'd be like, who is this?
It would be so iconic.
Mike and Matt with Gypsy Rose is such a funny thought.
Yeah, I do feel as though, when does the Nick Vile, how do you say his fucking name?
The Vile Files or
does
something.
Does that come out today?
I don't know.
I'm just like, what are you going to ask her?
I mean, anything anyone else would ask her, I'm sure.
No, not Alex Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Well, not Alex
She's
Cooper.
She's like the best.
Or one. Joe Rogan. Like, I want her on Joe Rogan or Alex Cooper. I'm sorry, but I do.
Yeah. Like, controversial.
I don't think Joe Rogan would, though.
That would be
He's
so
He's like, they're just smoking blunts.
Fucking funny, though. I would watch that.
Yeah.
Nick, let me see when he posted. Oh. 1 hour ago. My episode is out now.
Oh, shit. We'll have to put it on while I edit this. What?
Hang on now. Nick abused her. Does she take responsibility for anything? I don't understand.
Her boyfriend. Oh, her boyfriend. Yeah. And it's also so interesting how some people are like, no, she deserves to still be in jail. Like, she should be in jail forever. And I'm like, I get it. She, you know, facilitated a murder.
Yep.
She didn't do it herself, but she facilitated. But she was being literally abused since the day she was born. Like, what do you want her to do? I don't understand that thought at all.
It's also like, shame on the doctors.
That's what I don't get. How are they doing all these surgeries without any proof? And the thing is, I saw an interview with Gypsy and she was like, I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's pretty crazy.
It's really sad. It's so sad.
I feel like in the documentary they kind of touch on it, but I watched it so long ago I literally don't remember.
I know she says, I think it's in this Lifetime thing, that she didn't support the act. Like, she didn't like that they made it. I think because she wasn't like involved in it, and like she said it was too Hollywood or something. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. Which makes sense. It's like someone made a whole show about me and like didn't consult me or like, but I guess she heard a clip of Joey King and was like, that's crazy spot on. So yeah,
her voice.
Yeah. Joey King was really good.
So good. Gypsy Rose was like, I want so-and-so to play me. Was it Lea Michele? Like, who did she say she wanted to play?
No, it was Paris Hilton. Joey King. I don't know who it was. I forgot.
But I was like, Joey King and you look alike.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they looked so much like, especially in the like older, when she's like a kid. It's really crazy.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, which is like, okay.
I know. She was like, she just watched Stranger Things in jail and she's like, I want her. All right.
What kind of jail was she in? Like a Teresa Giudice jail or like a real prison?
I don't know, because I know she like had Instagram and I read some.
Oh, in jail?
Yeah, like on Reddit, I saw she was like, she posted a couple things that were like clearing up some rumors or something. And people were like, how does she have Instagram? And people were like, times have changed. Like, I'm sure at some point in jail, you're allowed to have your phone. Like, I don't really know. I have no idea.
Well, maybe she'll clear it up on the Vile Files.
Maybe. I know. We'll have to watch.
Only minute. Hope.
Yeah. Okay. Should we do Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
Okay. Am I the asshole for saying to my sister, our jobs aren't the same? This is also me to the doctors when I was getting my appendix out. God. You try being an influencer. Yeah. I'm kidding. Okay. Last night, my sister and I went to a dinner party to catch up with friends. We went to the same school together. My friends were her friend's younger siblings. Before COVID-19 happened, we hadn't seen each other for at least 2 years, and COVID happened. So it's been 5 years since we've all seen each other.
Her sister?
I think the friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, I'm like, 5 years, hello? A lot has changed.
I'm like, you know it's over, right? No, I
know. I'm like, it was only really like a year.
Yeah.
a lot has changed. Many of us have graduated and have full-time jobs. Many have gone and start a PhD and so on. My sister works at a high school as an English teacher, whereas I work at a university as a university research lecturer.
Oh.
My sister spends 80% of her working hours teaching, and the other 20% of the time is spent marking and doing admin. During dinner, a friend of hers asked me what I was up to now. Before I got the chance to answer, my sister butted in saying she's got the same job as me. She teaches. At this point, I said, no, we don't have the same job. I corrected the fact that she works as a teacher at a secondary school. I work at a university and I only spend 10 hours of work teaching. The rest is spent researching my field of work, coming up with new projects, proposals, publishing, and much, much more. I do admit that I have an attitude problem, yeah. But I don't know why. Most of the time, anything I say comes out in a rude tone, even though I don't mean to. I immediately apologized for giving her a rude attitude, as it genuinely wasn't meant to happen. However, I didn't apologize for correcting my sister. We had a dinner and went home. I noticed my sister was in a mood while dropping her off back at her place. This morning, I woke up to a message from my sister, which was a paragraph calling me an asshole for looking down upon her job and being downright rude. I sent a message back saying, I knew my attitude came off rude, but I apologized for it straight away when I noticed. I said, I don't look down upon you because you're a teacher. I won't apologize for correcting you and saying our jobs are different. You are a teacher and most of your hours are spent teaching. The rest is spent marking and doing admin tasks. Mine is spent teaching, marking, doing admin, creating research proposals, helping in projects, publishing, and much, much more. She is still mad at me. Was I in the wrong?
I'm going to just say, it sounds like she's kind of like downplaying her sister's profession.
Of teaching?
Teaching isn't just you teach and then you correct papers. I mean, they create the fucking program.
It's also like they were at a dinner, of course. We're like, oh, we're both we both teach. I'm sure she didn't mean anything by
it. I think that there is a better way for her to have nicely been like, oh yeah, I'm a teacher, but I also
exactly
do this.
She it said seems it's like so she rude. She
thinks that she's like better than her sister.
Yes.
Although I do think like maybe her sister like just kind of chalks it up to they're both teachers all the time. And she's like, no, like that's just not everything that I do. And like, maybe it's gotten to be a bit annoying.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think that like, regardless when you're in a group setting, like address that later and in front of people, just be like, oh yeah, like I teach. And then I also do X, Y, Z.
Yeah. It's like, but oh my not God.
Be like, well, you're a teacher and I
actually do a lot more teaching. Yeah, like I do like, way more than
she
you.
Does a lot more too, like you're downplaying a teacher's role.
Yeah, and like teachers have a lot to do. They have to go to school and kids aren't there.
Teachers
they have to
heroes no, quite frankly.
I know, and they're literally front of the battlefield
and you're a fucking lecturer. You know how much easier that is than teaching little snot-nosed kids.
Literally, like kids when you are in college, most well not most
you're just hungover,
like, right, but I'm saying like a lot of students like want to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily Myron. But like
of course
more than like
you're paying for your education.
Yeah, you don't have to go if you don't want to
advance your career.
Yes,
you're an adult, you're not like disrupting class and being annoying. You're like, I'm Miss Carly.
Yeah, be like if someone's like, you guys do YouTube, be like, yeah, and then Aaron's like, but I do most of like the business stuff and like emailing. Or if I was like, yeah, but I do all the editing, so like hers is it's like,
yeah,
it's not okay.
Yeah,
we're doing the same shit.
I think you're both teachers but different.
Yeah,
and there is a nicer way to clarify that.
Yeah. I think I just think in any situation, like saying something in that tone about someone else in a group setting is always going to be like an asshole move. You.
Be like, oh yeah, like we're both teachers, but we're both teachers. Mine is more like this though.
Yeah. Literally, at least something like that.
Because like objectively at the end of the day, like you do have different like professions. Mm-hmm. It's the same, but different.
Yeah.
And like there's a nice way to say it.
It's like, yeah, there's a doctor and there's an anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both doctors, but actually I'm more important because I have to keep the person alive. And
totally. Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, we're doctors. My focus is in anesthesia.
Yeah.
Bitch, just say it like a nice.
And that's it.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I've had these all screenshotted for so long. I don't even remember what they are. So we're just going to.
That's fine.
Am I the asshole for ruining my sister-in-law's birthday dinner because she encouraged her kids to pull a prank? I cried and walked out of my sister-in-law's birthday lunch because, okay, blah, blah. My husband and I, 38 female, went to my sister-in-law's house for her birthday. It's quite a long drive, so we drove up the day before and stayed overnight in their spare room. The birthday meal was going to be midday. She has two kids aged 4 and 7. Husband and I went in separate cars as we were coming from different workplaces to get there. I am very short-sighted and literally can't see 1 foot in front of my face without my glasses. Every night I take them off and put them on the nightstand right where I know I can reach them in the morning. Now, apparently, sister-in-law thought it would be a funny prank to get her kids to sneak into the room. I sleep with earplugs in because husband is a loud snorer, and take and hide my glasses. In the morning of her birthday, I couldn't find my glasses on the nightstand. I had to ask her husband to help in case they had fallen off and under the bed or something, but we couldn't find them anywhere. I was really distraught because, as I said, I'm literally almost non-functional without them. Husband helped me down to breakfast, and I explained that I wouldn't be able to take part in the meal midday at a nearby restaurant and couldn't drive myself home. I was really upset. They are also expensive glasses because I have to get the lenses thinned, etc. So about €600.
Damn.
Jeez. Sister-in-law let this go on until they were literally about to go for her birthday lunch. I'd not been able to do much at all up until this point because I can't see. Then she jokingly said to her kids, okay, that's enough, I think. Go get them. And the kids ran off to fetch my glasses from where they'd hidden them. She said not to blame them at all. I don't-ish. And it was her idea and just a bit of harmless fun. I put my glasses on, got in my car, said nothing at all, and just drove home. My husband is on my side and has apologized on sister-in-law's behalf, saying that she thought I would see the funny side. He's very apologetic and offered to skip her birthday meal as well and come home. But he is being apologetic, not her. I've had nothing from sister-in-law except from an angry WhatsApp message to the group, not directly to me, but to the family group, saying that her birthday had been ruined because someone couldn't take a joke.
Oh my God.
Apparently, after I left, she had a meltdown about how the day was ruined because I drove off and the kids were upset. It is genuinely distressing for me to not be able to see, but I see how she might have thought this would be funny to get her kids to do. Am I the asshole?
Wait, sorry. How long was she without her glasses? Like, did she, was it like a while? Like,
yeah, like the whole morning until like the afternoon when they were going to her lunch.
That's just like a stupid prank. Like, I don't think it's a good prank.
Like, imagine if some, like,
taking someone's meds.
Thing as like taking someone's leg. Like, if they have, if they're an amputee and you take their leg and you're like,
It's just like not funny.
Yeah,
like,
medication. Exactly. Yeah.
Or like take someone's phone charger as it. Like, it's just like stupid. Don't do that.
Fucking, she took her eyes.
Yeah, like you literally took her eyes. Like, she needs to see.
She couldn't get down to breakfast. She literally was like, I can't go. Like, also, like, if it had been 5 minutes, like, whatever. Still not funny, but like, understandable.
Hours.
The whole morning. She could, probably couldn't even get ready to go to your brunch. I would be so mad.
I think it's fair to be like, I'm leaving.
100%. I think the sister-in-law is the asshole.
Yeah, I agree. And I think...
And I stan her husband.
The husband. Oh, yes.
Standing in solidarity with his wife. He said, I'm not going to go either if you don't want me to.
Yeah, I love that.
And she was... She didn't even say if she said not to or not. But I know. Love that loyalty. We stan.
Yeah, we do stan. Oh, that's weird. Just don't do that to somebody.
It seems like extremely malicious. Like, she was like, I'm gonna get her. Like, to me, like, if someone...
Yeah, it's like not a funny prank.
Yeah. No, it seems like something you would do to like someone at a sleepover that you were like trying to target.
Like, let's put her hand in warm water. See totally. If she pisses her pants.
It's giving bully energy.
Totally.
I don't like it.
It is. Yeah, it is kind of bully. It's like, I literally stole your glasses. Yeah. That's like what bullies do.
And like the fact that it was your idea, but you had your kids do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that and have the idea, do it your fucking self.
Yeah. Because it was your idea and you probably just didn't want to do it yourself.
So shift the blame.
Huh. Interesting.
And then classic, making it all about her. Well, someone couldn't take a joke.
Yeah. It's like,
well, maybe you should learn what a joke is and then people would think it was funny.
Yeah. It's not very funny when someone really needs something and you take it away as a joke.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You should steal her car.
Yeah.
As a joke.
You should sell her house. Yeah. As a joke. And then see how she deals with that.
Yeah.
You should kidnap her kids. See how she deals with that.
The chain.
Yeah.
You should chain her kids.
Yes. The chain. Read the book and then do it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have no idea what the book's about, but whatever. All right. Are we good?
Yeah. Paris is going crazy.
Yeah. She's like a horse in the house right now.
Her little nails on the floor.
Boom, boom, boom.
She probably just wants to play.
Hour 23. We did pretty good. Wasn't too long.
I'm going to piss myself.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening/watching. We have a Patreon.com/onlyfriends. You get early access and bonus episodes. We're recording a bonus episode this week. Uh-huh. And so there'll be a new one there. And make sure to write in onlyfriends69696@gmail.com. Any questions, comments, concerns about your life, am I the assholes, whatever, we'll try to give our best advice. And if you're not on Patreon, this comes out every Wednesday on audio platforms and our YouTube podcast channel. And we have another podcast called Good Influences with Mike Sheffer and Matt King that comes out every Tuesday. So go listen and watch, or not, your body, your choice.
No, actually it's not. So
we're Republican now. It's actually not your choice. You have to watch it.
It's your body, our choice.
Your body, our choice.
Your ears, our choice.
That should be the title of this podcast. Your body, our choice. Can I?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Whatever.
You're so right. It's 24.
We're the ones who it affects.
Huh?
Our body, our choice. It's about women. That's women.
True. And we hate women.
Women for Trump.
No, literally. Okay, we'll see you guys next week or later this week on Patreon if you're a part of it. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.